Sounding good. Let's get outside in the garden. Y'all, if you're trying to tackle something in the yard, we have an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Give us a ring with Bill Jenkins here. We've got the expertise to answer that question you would have. But before we go to callers, I want to get back to this finishing the monsoon prep. We've talked to the complications of surface water, drainage water, and all of that as it complicates things up against the foundation of your house. The call we took already about the impacting the basement walls. The other component of monsoon, of course, is what Casa Grande's already seen this past week, and that's the wind damage. And we lose so many trees and limbs with the windstorms.
You get the outflow gusts from a thunderstorm, and that is just like a horizontal tornado.
I mean,
that's going to just come in there and just, you know, if you have a tree that's not thinned, that wasn't properly maintained, that's when you're going to find out there's too much wind loading.
Too much sail. Too much to catch the wind, and too top heavy.
Right, and we prune our trees up, which we like the look of that, but really, if you go out into the native desert, you'll see a mesquite, for instance, pretty much grows to the ground. It's a big bush.
It is.
And air flows around the tree. But of course, we prune them up, and of course, now we've made an umbrella.
You need the shade. You want to get under there.
Right. So it fits into the landscape better that way. There are a lot of hybrids that can be planted that don't require as much thinning. But if you've got a big mature mesquite or a big mature blue palo verde, it's a good idea to get an arborist out there and do some thinning seasonally. Because, yes, you'll find out when you get that big gust whether or not you should have thinned it or not. That's the wrong time to find out. It's too late at that point.
I love a Texas ebony, but, boy, that is a thick tree. It is thick. Thick.
Yes. Dense.
It's very top heavy.
It's one of my favorites, but nice and green all year round.
Yeah.
And it's a tree that gets vengeance on you every time you prune it.
Yes, that's you give a little blood when you when you prune those things. They are sharp everywhere.
other than the proper thinning and pruning, I see a lot of people stake their trees wrong or keep them staked too long.
Correct.
Why don't you talk through how y'all handle that when you're into a new landscaping project?
When you put a new tree in, some trees, like some multi-trunk trees, they really don't need to be staked. Some single trunk trees, standards, you're going to want to stake them. But the stakes need to be put in based on the wind flow in the area, you know, where the wind's going to come from. And they need to be removed. They need to be taken out 6 months to a year later at the least. You don't want to leave them in longer than that. The nursery stake that comes with the tree almost always needs to be taken out initially when the tree's planted. It shouldn't be left there. Trees will grow away from that. You actually can distort the growth of the tree by leaving that stake in. Properly staked. And then remove the stakes. How many times have I seen a tree holding up a stake?
Yeah.
You know, 2, 3, 4 years down the road. And you make sure, of course, that any cabling or anything that's guying the tree isn't cutting into the cambium of the tree. And, you know, we've all seen, I remember cutting up a mesquite one day that we had cut down, and there was garden hose and wire in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously that wasn't maintained. You want to remove the staking and really, if a tree has to be staked years after it's been installed, or it has to be guyed with some sort of system, it's because there was a defect there. And at that point, it's pretty much going to be guyed the rest of its life.
The nursery stake that comes with the tree is really a transportation stake.
Just to protect it.
Once it gets to its planting location, it has to go away.
Right.
Okay. Then the initial staking is to allow the root system to take root and create an anchor and a foundation for the tree. But the reason we need to remove the stakes eventually is that's the tree's exercise. That's how it gets strong. Explain how that happens.
It actually has to move. And we could get into biological processes here, but let's just simply say that as the tree moves, that's how it hardens up and becomes structurally sound. So you want that tree to move a little bit. And when we do stake it and guy it, it's not guyed tight like a radio tower. It's just guyed just to prevent excessive movement. You want that tree to move a little bit in the wind and sway and move because actually that's how it's building its strength. And of course, that's why we want to take it off eventually because it needs to stand on its own at that point.
And I know a lot of this, if you're a regular listener, you've heard us cover this before, but you must not be telling your neighbors because we're still seeing problems out there. So make sure you have your neighbors tuned into Rosie on the House. Everyone in Casa Grande experienced the wind damage. You know, if you're not tuning in or if you are tuning in and you're not doing it, You know, that's why we have a referral network of professionals across the state that where we have a lot of busy lives. I know listening through some of this, I'm thinking the two trees that I'm kind of nervous about that I need to get thinned up. But, you know, we've all got busy lives. So sometimes you need a support network, and that's what Rosie on the House is here for. The information to educate you to either do it yourself or educate yourself that this is a little bit over my head and who that correct person to call is. Right. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. We have a number of listener emails we're going to go through here as well. Coming after the bottom of the hour news break, we're joined in the landscape and garden with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation. 9 o'clock hour as always, open line. 10 o'clock hour, our topic today is furniture restoration with Irwin's Furniture. Right here at Rosie on the House, there's your Arizona Saturday morning tradition. What would it be without it?
We got you covered this morning. Stay tuned, y'all.